I'm Dan Hughes in the softball corner. I want to tell you about a guy I know. His father played baseball, so he got started at an early age. He played a lot of neighborhood baseball in the city parks and vacant lots, some Little League, some PAL League, Police Athletic League, and some Pony League. He watched a lot of baseball on TV and attended minor league and major league games when he could. He even worked for a year for the Atlanta Braves, and he got into a lot of Braves games free because he was an employee. He started playing softball in 1982, playing on park district teams, an occasional church league team, and on a lot of co-rec teams. He began managing those teams. When he turned 55, he joined a senior league, and soon he was managing his senior team. He'll turn 65 this year. He's been involved in baseball for 55 years and softball for 30 years. He's even written a book about managing and coaching slow-pitch softball. And here's the kicker. He feels he still knows very little about the fine points of playing the game. How do I know that? Well, as you've probably guessed by now, that guy was me. From my own personal experiences, and from my observation of several decades of adult slow-pitch softball, I know that there are a lot of other players with years of experience who are still breaking some basic common-sense rules. Maybe they know what they should be doing but forget. Maybe they just never learned. So in this program, I want to take a step back and talk about some of the basics every player should know. Now, none of this applies to you, of course, but maybe you can pass this stuff along to some of your teammates. If you're the team manager, use this show as a checklist and help anybody who maybe wasn't there the day they covered these things. First, some fielding fundamentals for infielders. Here's a quote from Earl Weaver, legendary manager of the Baltimore Orioles. "An infielder must make his first move to his right or left, not forward or backward. In order to move laterally, a player must have his weight distributed evenly on the balls of his feet. As the ball is released by the pitcher, he, the infielder, should not be leaning forward or back, but have his weight divided evenly on each foot." Now, Earl knew what he was talking about. His teams won 30 gold gloves while he was manager. Additionally, a right-handed infielder should have his left leg about 6 inches in front of his right leg, and vice versa for left-handers. This puts his glove hand out front just a bit, making for easier ball transfer and a faster throw. Another thing, infielders should know when it's better to toss the ball underhand rather than throw it overhand. In a double play situation, when the ball is hit so that the second baseman or shortstop is moving toward second base to field the ball, the fielder should, if possible, flip the ball quickly to second base without raising his throwing arm. And if the fielder is close enough to second base when he fields the ball, it might be better for him to just tag the base himself and then throw to first. When the second baseman fields a grounder to his left, it's usually better for him to just flip the ball underhanded to the first baseman rather than bringing the ball up and over his head and making the throw. In rundown situations, your infielders should learn the one-throw rundown. It's much safer than the everybody lines up in a row method. How often have you seen a rundown turn into a meltdown, with the ball flying away and everybody on base advancing, maybe even everybody scoring? For outfielders, catch fly balls, when possible, on your throwing hand side, with your body facing a bit toward the ball. That is, if you're right-handed, face to your right and catch the ball over your right shoulder. This gets you in position for the throw-in, and it lets you get the ball in your throwing hand faster. When you throw the ball in, grip the ball across the seams, perpendicular to the seams, and throw it in overhand, putting backspin on the ball. This does two things. One, it makes the ball travel flatter with less of an arc, meaning it will get there sooner. And two, it will be less likely to drift off to the left or the right. And when you throw the ball, follow through with your arm emphatically. You know you need a good follow through when you swing your bat. Well, you need a good follow through when you throw the ball, too, for maximum power and accuracy. Next time, we'll take a look at pitching and hitting. For more tips on coaching, managing, and playing adult slow-pitch softball, visit my website, slowpitchbook.com. Thanks for listening. In the softball corner, I'm Dan Hughes.